I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, getting hyper about correctness.
English once had a system where nouns took different forms, depending on whether they were the subject or the object of a sentence. Jack Lynch, an assistant professor of English at Rutgers University, says we've lost most of that.
But the system survives in pronouns, words like I and me, and she and her. And as Professor Lynch explains, these can be confusing and lead to common errors known as hypercorrections.
Hypercorrection is not simply being fussy or a nitpicker or a pedant. The hyper part from Greek means too much. It means working so hard to avoid one potential problem that you end up falling into another one.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. We're taught as children, and beginning language learners are told, you don't say, me and you went to the movies. It should be you and I. And a lot of people therefore internalize the rule that you and I is somehow more proper. And they end up using it in places where they shouldn't, such as he gave it to you and I, when it should be he gave it to you and me.
But we're not hearing that in common spoken American English.
What you're hearing is someone would say, let's say, he took Roseanne and I to the movies,
exactly.
Where it should be he took Roseanne and me to the movies. How did this happen? Why are people doing this?
Well, it tends to come from areas where people are aware that there's something a little tricky in the language. Now, it doesn't often happen if the preposition, words like to and for and with, comes directly before one of these tricky pronouns. You'd never say, he gave it to she and I. To she just sounds wrong to us immediately. But to you is right, because you has the same form, whether it's the subject or the object.
So that's a piece of cake there.
There are other areas where we make these mistakes. The word whom, for instance.
And who.
Yes, who and whom. Many people know there's this word whom out there, and they have a sense it's associated with proper usage. But they end up using it wrong, such as, whom should I say is calling? It should in fact be, who should I say is calling? Because who is calling? It functions as a subject.
So this is a subject-object thing again.
Yes, you wouldn't say him is calling, you would say he is calling.
So what's an easy way to remember this?
Well, whenever you're considering using who or whom, try converting it into he and him. If your ear tells you that you want a he there, you probably want who. If your ear tells you you want a him there, you probably want whom, and the M at the end is a good way to keep them straight.
Now, what about speakers of English as a foreign language? That's another group entirely.
Sure. And they'll make many of these same kinds of errors, especially with these forms where the language has been changing over a long time, and even native speakers can get confused in them. If you're not really confident in the rules, stick with what you do understand rather than trying out the things you don't quite get. Honest errors always sound better than hypercorrections, which run the risk of sounding pompous.
We talked about pronouns. We've talked about who, whom. Are there any other features?
There's one more. How about the feeling badly?
Again, we're taught as we're growing up, or we're taught as we're first learning language, that we have to use adverbs with verbs. We don't say, he did it good. We say, he did it well. We don't say, he ran quick. We say, he ran quickly. But there is a whole class of verbs, verbs of being, which can include verbs related to sense, that do properly take the adjective. So I'm feeling badly is, in fact, a hypercorrection.
So I'm feeling badly is you're not really feeling something well.
Exactly. If feeling badly, what that would mean is something like I'm not doing it correctly, or I'm not touching something very sensitively, something like that. But if you mean feel in the sense of feeling good or bad in yourself, then it should be I feel bad or I feel good.
Now, don't feel too bad if you make an error like this. Language continually changes. Professor Jack Lynch at Rutgers University says today's hypercorrection will probably become another generation's correct usage.
And speaking of another generation, Jack Lynch looks back in time in his new book. It's called Samuel Johnson's Dictionary, Selections from the 1755 Work That Defined the English Language.
And that's Wordmaster. Send email to word@voanews.com. And we've got all of our segments at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.